Today will be Ezra Hashem be learning Daf Kuf of Masechta Shabbos. Some of the topics we will discuss in today's Daf include a continuation of our discussion from the previous Daf about placing an object in the Rishus in a way that the Rishus changes to a different type of Rishus. Whether one is chayiv when he throws something 4 amos in the Rishus Aram and it lands on the wall. What is the halacha when somebody throws something less than 4 amos and then it rolls beyond 4 amos, or when he throws beyond 4 amos and it rolls back within 4 amos? We will also have two Mishnayos relating to items transferred to and from the sea, which leads to a discussion of the exact status of the sea in terms of its saw on Shabbos. Some of the key concepts we will see in today's daf include Chaykikin Lahashlam. We envision a small crevice or opening as if it were carved out to the size of a halachically significant area. Tful Yoim is somebody who is Tame but has gone to the mikvah. He retains some Tuma till nightfall, and that he's Poisel Es HaTruma. If he touches Truma, he invalidates it so that it may not be eaten. Akira Vahanocha. In order to be Chayav for Haitzah, the object must be lifted from a resting or stationary position and placed down or come to rest in a stationary position. Is something floating on liquid considered at rest? Tal HaMislaket is a mound that has an incline, which depending on how steep the incline is, may be considered a Mechitza even though it's not completely vertical. Karmelis is an area that midiraisa is not considered Rishus Aram or Rishus HaYochid, but Rabbanan made it usher to carry to and from the Karmelis, whether from Rishus Aram or Rishus HaYochid.